The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Holiday greetings to you. This is Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Our State magazine. Today's reading of Our State is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974 and underwriting our podcast for, something like 15 years. Thank you, Carter Glass. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. And now we crack the cover on the December 2021 edition of Our State magazine celebrating North Carolina. The theme this month is The Joys of Christmas, Toys We Treasured. So hopefully in the course of this, I'll be touching upon some item or two that will make you smile. But this is the first reading of the month, so of course we hear from Elizabeth. That's Elizabeth Hudson, Editor-in-Chief. I can't forget the big gifts, the ones that made it from my wish list to under the tree, the ones that made me buzz with excitement on Christmas morning. Barbie's three-story townhouse with its fancy scrollwork elevator that ascended with a drawstring. The sit and spin on which I twirled for hours on the kitchen floor. The Schwinn Fair Lady with its gleaming white wall tires. The Baby Alive doll with its packets of food mix and extra set of diapers. Not yet fully awake, my mom and dad sat together on the couch drinking coffee and quietly exchanging the gifts they'd gotten each other. Big gifts make an impression, but it's the smaller ones I remember now, the leather moccasin slippers my mother gave my dad every year to replace the ones with holes worn through in the soles. Sounds familiar. The jar of hand cream he gave to her to soothe her winter-chapped hands. Before the living room's floor became covered with shreds of wrapping paper, my dad steered my mom and me toward our Christmas stockings, the ones he filled himself, a bottle of Estée Lauder, Youth Dew, and Lady Gillette razors for her, the same every year. But tucked into mine were simple surprises, old-timey toys I hadn't even known to wish for. Here lived the non-electric toys, the ones that didn't need batteries, the ones without cords to plug in or parts to connect, an egg of silly putty, a blues band harmonica, a plastic spud gun. With each toy, my dad leaned in, showed me how to press the putty onto a newspaper comic strip and stretch out Snuffy Smith's face, how to blow in the numbered holes of the harmonica, how to spear a potato in just the right way to make a pellet. Together we launched arrow copters across the room with rubber bands. I'd spent half an afternoon trying to get my Duncan Imperial yo-yo to walk the dog. Watch me, Dad, watch me. As a teenager, when the big gifts were no longer toys but sweaters or cassette tapes, my dad still filled my stocking with a tin of jacks or a deck of cards, offering to spend an afternoon showing me how to play solitaire. In my 20s, when the big gifts were no longer toys but cash to help with rent, I'd find shoved into the toe multicolored Pez dispensers, a wooden Jacob's ladder, a metal slinky. He kept it going every year into my 30s. Into my 40s, for as long as he could. Of course I outgrew the speak and spell, the light bright, the easy bake oven. The Atari 2600 video game console is long gone, as is the Snoopy snow cone machine, the Casio digital watch. But somehow, those simple toys inside my stocking outlasted everything else. Every now and then, all these years later, I'll come across something tucked away in a shoebox at the back of a desk drawer. And it hits me as a surprise every time, the discovery of one of those small stocking stuffers that I never parted with. A rubber Super Bowl, a wooden triangle peg game, an old yo-yo. I loop the string around my finger and flick my wrist, dropping the spool the way my dad taught me. Watch me, Dad, watch me. And those childhood joys come right back. The gift of memory. The string pulls and the yo-yo spins and hovers above the ground just before it snaps back toward my palm. I catch it and hold on for just a second before I release it again. And now, as I do on the first reading of every month, I would like to interpret the photo essay in the center of Our State magazine for those of you who cannot see it or cannot see it well enough to fully appreciate it. This month, North Carolina Symbols of the Season, to the music of Mannheim Steamroller in the background. Make it a Carolina Christmas. From the mountains to the coast, we found our state's icons, official and honorary, in their best holiday dress. Written by Katie St. Singh. And here on the left side, we see an ornament, hand-painted, on a tree. I'll read the description first. The state flag. North Carolina's flag waves proudly, whether from a staff or from an ornament. Art assistant Kelly Green painted this one just for us. You can find others in the Our State store. Now, this is an ornament of, I would say, average size, round. It is white, painted white, and then on it is the state flag. On the left-hand side, against a blue background, yellow letters NC, with a white star in the middle and a gold band above it. Gold band below. I said yellow NC. It could be gold. Then above and to the right, as the flag furls around back as if it's flapping in the wind and then comes out to our right-hand side, a broad horizontal stripe of red and a horizontal stripe of white below, separated on each side by black. Moravian Stars in Winston-Salem. During Advent, Moravian Stars from a 31-foot-tall, 3,400-pound version atop the Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, to those that spangle Old Salem's Heritage Bridge, are everywhere in Winston-Salem. A reminder of the city's early Moravian settlers. The stars have also been adopted by North Carolinians across the state who adorn their porches with a symbol of hope and love. So first is Old Salem's Heritage, or rather Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, the gigantic 3,400-pound version. This is a star that has many, many points. It's as if something exploded out from the center. All of the points are even and about the same distance out in each direction. I don't know how many feet that is. It's a little hard to tell here. It looks like the thing might be about 20 feet by 20 feet. And so facing upwards, we have, probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 or 10. And then we have to add a couple more in the center there. So maybe a dozen points upward and a dozen points downward. It's all set on one point at the bottom. And we see some cables out to the right and the left that are holding it up to hopefully keep it from blowing over in the wind. It's an ivory color against a gorgeous Carolina blue sky late in the afternoon. Then we have the old Salem Heritage Bridge. This is magnificent structure here. It's a wooden bridge. You can see all the wood slats going across, and it has a metal railing on each side, and the railing is looped with garland. And then at the opening, which actually projects out toward us, it's not straight up, it seems to come out at an angle, all around this, like what appears to me to be a two-story opening, are some additional garlands. The garland continues that way. Hung from the ceiling are stars, just like the Moravian star that we talked about a moment ago. Many, many points. They're bright white and hanging all the way along this bridge. The photo taken in the dark, just by the illumination of the lights, and it is a very pretty scene. Overleaf State Tree. Pine trees in Weymouth Center, southern pines. Here's to the land of the longleaf pine and the seven other species that convinced the General Assembly to name this fragrant evergreen our state tree in 1963. All 100 North Carolina counties are home to one or more pine species, and yet, perhaps because of that enduring line from our state toast, it's the longleaf that we think of most. At Christmas time, the towering pines of Weymouth Woods Sandhills Nature Preserve add to the festive air of the cultural center that shares its name. So this is just a picture of the longleaf pines. I was there many, many years ago as part of my exploration of my new state back in the early 1980s for me. They keep the ground pretty free of small plants. I think they go through when they do periodic burnings. Here we just see sort of an off-white, feathery type growth down there, and then tall pines, very straight up, no lower limbs, everything concentrated at one-half or above. And then we see the Nature Preserve, a beautiful white building decorated for Christmas with some either some plants or some kind of a holly or something strung along the second floor balcony. Overleaf, again, state Christmas tree, Fraser Firs. Long's Tree Farm in West Jefferson. The Fraser Fir is the most popular Christmas tree in North America, and we're proud to call it our own. The General Assembly recognized it as an official state symbol in 2005. Since the trees thrive at elevations above 3,000 feet, North Carolina's 18 westernmost counties are home to rolling patchwork quilts of Fraser Firs, including Long's Tree Farm, a family-owned business in Ashe County. So we've got two photos here. One is an aerial view of the farm, and you can tell it's planted. You can see all of the rows. Everything is perfectly lined up and all the same height. And then there's a section here where it's only about a third planted. So somebody's gone through and taken out a lot of those trees. Perhaps somebody wanted some smaller trees or something, and they went in and pruned significantly. And in the background, the beautiful rolling hills of western North Carolina. On the right, two happy young kids, probably a brother and sister, walking the path between those carefully manicured trees and the area that the weeds have been kept down between them. Both they have lovely smiles on their face, and the girl has a white furry jacket and big furry earmuffs on. How about State Capitol, parentheses S, Raleigh? Since 1978, our capital city has rung in the season with a special holiday tradition. Alongside music, cookies, and cider, and a visit from Santa, the governor oversees the lighting of a Christmas tree, North Carolina grown naturally, on the lawn of the state capitol. Here's the state capitol, American flag on the top, and I would presume that's the North Carolina flag just hanging right below it. And a little bit of gold up there. It's not a dome, but it's a circular thing. Not exactly sure what it looks like up close. And then a huge tree down below, beautifully lit with a star on top. And on the right-hand side of the same double spread, New Bern. Before there was Raleigh, there was New Bern. Completed in 1770, Tryon Palace was the home of Royal Governor William Tryon and the colony's first permanent seat of government. Today, the restored palace celebrates Christmas in colonial style with costumed interpreters, candlelit evenings, and period decorations like simple wreaths hung from each window. And that's what we see. We see a gentleman in period costume standing at the top. He looks like he's holding a lantern. It's not taken at night, but he's holding something in his hand. Looks like probably a lantern. He's gesturing to the open door. The stairs widen as they come down and spread out with white railings covered with garland. And there are five windows showing, two on either side of the columned covered front entrance, and three above, and they have the aforementioned wreaths on the windows. Crab pot Christmas trees in Carteret County. Nicky Harvey sold crab pots to commercial fishermen for more than 20 years before he started to look at his product differently. He realized that the wire mesh cubes used to trap blue crabs, a familiar sight in local fishing villages, could be cut into triangles and turned into Christmas trees. He patented his idea in 2004. Since then, crab pot trees have helped families across the county celebrate Christmas with down east flair. And here's some of them on a dock. They're, the center one's a little taller, but each of them is well lit up in white lights. It's right at the end of a dock, and we see a body of water at dusk behind them. On the left, we have a very tall tree made of, I don't think you have a crab pot that big, but I'm not sure what it's made of because everything is white and lit in white. And there are some gold ornaments and some gold twine around it. And there are a few presents hung around. There is a young lady who is standing on the arm of a sofa and reaching up to the top of this tree, which has a very non-traditional top. It has some white fronds or white, kind of fern-like pieces that are coming out of it, and some colorful, dried flowers sticking out behind them, and she's putting her hand against some of those items as she admires the tree below. The state beverage is milk. For Santa, no other drink will do. The General Assembly said so, sort of, when it designed milk, or rather designated milk, as our first official state beverage in 1987. That legislation recognized the efforts of dairy farmers across the state, as well as companies like Raleigh's Pine State Creamery and Lumberton's Maple Brook Dairy that once brought milk right to our doorsteps. And here's that Pine State truck from, the 1940s or something? Big old black tires on it. Black front cab area, and then the white back that said Pine State, and has a circle, and it says something in the circle. I see the word ice cream. And down below, that classic milk bottle, and this has a straw in it, which looks like a candy cane. It's not a candy cane, but is red and white striped. And there's a tag with handwritten letters beside it for Santa, and Santa gets five cookies at this stop. And on the right-hand side, a milk beverage with cinnamon sticks inside and just a dusting of nutmeg on top. The state mineral is gold. How about the Biltmore Estate in Asheville for that? More than 220 years after 12-year-old Conrad Reed discovered a yellow rock in Cabarrus County, gold continues to capture our imagination. In 2011, a fourth-grade class in Onslow County successfully lobbied to name it our official state mineral. See how it inspires the decorations at Asheville's Biltmore Estate each Christmas. Among the thousands of twinkling lights, you'll find, if not gold, plenty of Gilded Age sparkle. This is a nice long shot of the Biltmore Estate. It's been photographed so many times. A beautifully manicured lawn. You can see the lines from the mowing, and alternate lines are just as if I don't know how they do this, but they're striped as if the grass is just a little bit lighter in color. And then in the center, all of these trees. There's one big one in the center and one on each side, completely covered in white lights, really sort of a golden white light. And the Biltmore Mansion behind is all lit up inside, and it's a late afternoon headed toward dusk evening, beautiful clouds in the sky. And a picture on the right-hand side of a young woman looking upwards at some of the lights. The state rock? Well, granite. Trinity Episcopal Church in Mount Airy. Not long after Thomas Woodruff founded his Mount Airy Quarry, now the largest open-faced granite quarry in the world, he made a donation to his parish. The 1896 Trinity Episcopal Church may be the first building in town constructed of the local stone. Mount Airy granite represents our state all over the country, and rightly so. The General Assembly named granite our official state rock in 1979, exalting it as a symbol of strength and steadfastness, qualities characteristic of North Carolinians. Here's the front of that beautiful granite church. It's got a steep roof, and then it's got the granite, and then another steep roof jutting out over the entranceway into the church, and more granite making that. And a lovely archway for the entrance. And you can, the doors are wide open, and you can see some trees lit inside and the pulpit in the background and some garlands on the metal fencing on either side of the front entranceway. There's a cross on top of the church. There's a cross on top of the front entranceway. And there's a cross on a little steeple off to the right-hand side. And I guess on the right-hand side, this is a close-up view of what we saw before. They've moved the lectern out of the way this time, and we're just seeing the altar area, the stained glass windows. Not a lot of color in them, but they're very nicely divided up into rectangles, and then you've got some design at the top and the bottom. Ocracoke Lighthouse Inn. Ocracoke. The southernmost village along the Outer Banks, Ocracoke is accessible only by boat, ferry, or plane, but once you're there, you can walk right up to visit its most venerable resident. Like the island that is watched over since 1823, the Ocracoke Lighthouse stands apart, rising a relatively short 75 feet and wearing a distinctive salt white coat. It doesn't flash or rotate, but shines faithfully, a consistent beacon throughout long winter nights. The Ocracoke Lighthouse is all white, no color. It's kind of like a cone shape, but it doesn't come to a point at the top, except to, where you've got the walk around for the light, and then you've got the light as an inset, and on top of that, it gets smaller, and there's a little point at the top. Perhaps it's a lightning rod, I'm not sure. And there's a big wreath hanging up at the top. There's a white picket fence all around, and a nice house. I'm sure it was a lot nicer than the original lightkeeper's house, but they do have a nice house there these days. And we're almost at the end here. Fruitcake, Southern Supreme in Bear Creek. Come December, visions of walnuts and pecans and raisins, dates, pineapples, and candied cherries dance in our heads. More than 35 years ago, Berta Lou Scott was a hairdresser whose clients raved about the dense, nutty fruitcake she shared with them around the holidays. With help from her family, Scott turned her recipe into Southern Supreme, a thriving business in Chatham County and an icon of Christmas in North Carolina. Well, what can I say? Pictures of classic fruitcake here. One is up on a cake stand, and there's a dusting of powdered sugar on it. But not only that, it looks like for purposes of the photograph, somebody is dropping more powdered sugar on it as if it's being snowed upon. And there's a couple of ornaments underneath the cake server. And on the right, a plate with a slice of fruitcake. And it's piled high. I see the cardamom there and other things. You can't eat a whole lot of that, but it sure is nice. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left. I think what I might do here, rather than start a new article, is read about little some of these. There's an ad here. It actually goes on for 4 pages about Alamance County, the towns and villages of Alamance County. Do you know what those towns and villages are? Well, give you a moment to think. Burlington, Mebane, Elon, Graham, and Saxapaw. As if I could have answered the question myself. And they would like you to visit a Blend and Company for a coffee shop downtown Burlington, strolling through a lit winter wonderland in downtown. And then you've got Hand Us. That's 2 A's in hand. And then you can stick .us on the end to find their website. They've got heirloom quality porcelain pottery. And Granddaddy's Antique Mall is in Burlington, and Salvation Coffee, and Studio One, which is a community theater group with a performing arts center located in Burlington. And then they'd like you to visit Main Street Cake, and I guess you can figure out what's sold there and probably figure out what the website address is, too. And how about Tanner's, inspired by downtown charm, quality wines, and lust-worthy bites. And then you've got the Brewery and Restaurant Co-op in Burlington, StonyMountainFarm.com. Visit our virtual store and discover our selection of handmade, life-enhancing North Carolina farm and handmade wool items. How about the Inn at Elon? Or the town of Elon would appreciate your visit. The Animal Park is a world to explore, and they are animalparknc.org. And Mebane Merchants has a group, and they're on Facebook under that name, Jones Station RV Park. Mebane again, come visit Mebane to dine, shop, play, and enjoy our historic downtown. And then we've got Iron Gate Vineyards and Winery. We also have Alamance Arts, where arts lives, and the Smokehouse at Steve's. Deliveries available from Murphy to Medio, G&M, that's Green and McClure Furniture in downtown Graham. And the Graham Soda Shop and Grill claims to be a local favorite. How about Shamrock Nutrition? They're on Facebook. Also on Facebook is Farm.Services, offering a vast array of unique gifts from trinkets for everyone. And finally, the Historic Graham Cinema is a family-owned local theater that offers an affordable moving-go. Excuse me, movie-going experience. And that, as I start stumbling, it must mean we're out of time for today's episode of Our State Magazine, and I hope you enjoyed it, and that you'll be sure to listen next time. I'm Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's reading of Our State Magazine was underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Our State Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org, and on iTunes. If you have any comments or questions, call the studios 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.